Hey, there are some things you can't afford to forget. My name is Lena. This is Morning Minutes, episode 55. We're in John 16, 1 through 15. Let me go ahead and read this section to you. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God, and they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I've said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for I do not go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you, and when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and he will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. What you cannot afford to forget. Number one, you cannot afford to forget that the temptation for you to quit is coming. This is what Jesus is setting the disciples up to remember. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. The time will come when they'll put them out of the synagogues. They will kill them and think they're doing service to God. This is what happened to the disciples. They were all killed. 11 of them were killed for the sake of the gospel. They will do these things thinking that they're honoring God. And he's saying, I've said these things to keep you from falling away, because you're going to want to fall away. You're going to want to quit. You're going to want to be discouraged. And he's saying, you cannot afford to forget that this temptation is going to come. Right now, you're listening to me, and the temptation to quit in your life is huge. You want to quit the faith, you want to quit your marriage, you want to quit your family, you want to quit your ministry, your church. It is there, because it's easy to forget that God is in it, that this pain has a purpose, that it's sanctifying you, that it's growing you, that it's developing fruit in your hearts. Listen, it has to do with the fact that you will be persecuted for your faith. It has less to do with who you are and more to do with whose you are. God is faithful to sanctify you by his truth, even through the enemy, even through the things in your life that are painful. You do not need to worry about quitting, but you should be ready for it and expect the feeling to come. So if you know that you're going to be tempted to quit, when you wake up in the morning and you go, man, I don't want to go to work today, I want to quit because these people are mean. Or if you wake up and go, I'm not going back to that church because they're hateful towards me, they don't even act like Christians. Or if you wake up and go, that husband of mine, I'm not going to talk to him today. Or listen to me, you remind yourself that the temptation to quit is there and it's real. But Jesus warned us against it, and he's given us the Holy Spirit to be able to fight against it. So don't forget that temptation is going to come. But God has given us everything we need to fight temptation. I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. He says, let anyone thinks that he stands, take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. You cannot afford to forget that. Number two, you cannot afford to forget that all you need, Christ has already provided for. Everything you need, you have in Christ. When you are overcome with sadness and sorrow, the Holy Spirit will cheer you. When you feel alone, the Holy Spirit will be with you. When you feel weighed down with conviction, the Spirit will lead you to repent. God has given you the Spirit so that you have a companion, a helper, a guide, so that you have the presence of God with you always. And so in those moments when you're tempted to forget that God is with you, when you're tempted to quit, when you're tempted to live as if you're a Christian atheist, you need to remember, you cannot afford to forget that Christ has already provided for you, not in financial ways, although he often does it in financial ways, not in material things, although we have way more material things than we deserve, but he does it by giving you the person of Christ himself. He gives you himself, he gives you the Spirit, so that you always have everything you need in him. I think it was Peter who wrote that in 2 Peter chapter 1. His divine power, verse 3, has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. You have everything you need in Christ, and he's made sure that you know it. Number three, you cannot afford to forget that you know more than you think you do. It's easy to forget that you know a lot. And he says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. And there are things that you know that you don't even realize that you know. And the Spirit of God will remind you of these things. He's your teacher. He has divine authority. The Spirit of God has divine authority. And the Spirit of God will warn you of what's coming. You know that thing in your soul when you have sort of a little radar, a little alarm system, you turn on a TV show and you hear it, toot, 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 toot. You walk down a path and you hear it, toot, 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 toot. You get into a relationship with someone, you hear it, toot, 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 toot. That's the Holy Spirit convicting you. That's the Holy Spirit reminding you. That's the Holy Spirit whispering to you, don't do that. You're going to go down a path, you're going to regret. Come back, Christian, come back. Maybe today the Holy Spirit is whispering to your soul, turn back to God, don't quit, stay in it. Don't stop now. Don't stop believing. Believe that God has given you a means to make it to the end. He's given you everything you need in Christ. Your biggest dreams, the things that you think will give you the most satisfaction, will be empty if you get them without Jesus. Listen, turn to Jesus and find the life that's promised to you. I love you guys. Know that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian. We have everything we need in order to live the abundant life that God has promised us. We have the Holy Spirit with us. Let's live like it today, and I'll see you tomorrow.